Welcome to Jobs and Pods, the only podcast where you can hear real employers talk about their jobs and reveal what it's like to work there. I'm your host, Chris Russell. This is the first of several new global job casts from Cisco Systems. Cisco makes hardware, software, and service offerings that are used to create internet solutions that make networks possible. They are a global company with more than 65,000 employees worldwide. Today we'll be speaking to Carolina Valenciani, Senior Corporate Counsel for Legal Sales for Latin America, and she is based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Welcome to Jobs and Pods.
Hi, Chris. Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Very good. So tell us more about what you do and how you got started there with Cisco Systems.
Okay, I'm a senior corporate counsel supporting the Latin America sales team in their sales efforts. And I'm responsible for the complex deals and also for supporting our regional vice president in various business matters. In addition, I sit in the Latin America Corporate Governance Board, which is a board that oversees ethics and compliance matters in the region. And I joined Cisco in the year 2002, in a very rough moment for the IT sector, you know, right after the internet bubble had busted.
Cisco
did a very, very wise thing because it took advantage of that slow market period to reorganize the company, build capacity, and get ready for the following period. For example, when I first started, I had responsibility for a region called South America South, and over the years, I gained more responsibility. So I also feel that I had the chance to build my own capacity during those times.
Okay. What would you say is the biggest challenge of your job?
Well, there are many challenges. The business moves at a very fast pace, and my internal clients are businessmen and women that need to meet sales goals every week, every month, every quarter, every year. You know, the pressure never ends. So my clients have the pressure of making the numbers in a very competitive environment. Mm-hmm. And our customers are more sophisticated now than, say, 5 years ago, and they are demanding more skin in the game from Cisco and all kind of non-standard warranties.
Right.
So I work with my clients, helping them to bring clean bookings, clean revenue. In other words, making sure that all the contractual issues are analyzed, that the risk and reward of a certain deal are clearly identified and accounted for. And I also help to ensure transparency and business integrity. You know, the pressure is very big, but it's very exciting too.
So, Carolina, what surprised you most about working for Cisco Systems so far?
Well, Cisco is different from other companies from a cultural perspective. There's a lot of personal interaction. Mm-hmm. I feel that Carolina, the individual, really matters. You know, that my personal life is important and that it is important that all the employees have a good work-life balance.
Right.
A month after I had joined Cisco Argentina, one of my clients here went to San Jose for a presentation with a customer. We call it an EBC because the place where the presentation take place is at the executive briefing center.
Right.
So when one of the executives presenting at the executive briefing center was Mark Chandler, the general counsel, Cisco's general counsel, my boss's boss.
Okay.
And Mark approached my client and told him, so you're from Argentina. Yeah, yeah. How's Carolina Valenciani doing? I hadn't met Mark yet. I hadn't been interviewed by him, and I was very surprised that he knew that I existed and he knew my full name.
Excellent.
And this is the same person that every year when we go to the legal hands, the entire legal department, when it takes place in San Jose, he likes to invite those of us from out of time to his beach house in Monterey. So there's a lot of personal interaction and you feel that you are rewarded as an individual and that your life really matters.
Now, tell us about working in Buenos Aires. Are there any sort of unique cultural aspects working in that office there?
Well, even though I'm based in Buenos Aires, I work for all Latin America, you know, and working for Latin America has many challenges. Whereas most of our countries have the common language, Spanish,
right,
with the exception of Brazil and some of the Caribbean islands where French and English are spoken. Each country has its own political and economical challenges, its own cultural particularities. Even among those countries that speak Spanish, the spoken Spanish in each country is very different. It has its own accent. Some words have a totally and even opposite, you know, meaning from one country to the other. It's very curious. And we are also part of a larger theater, emerging markets, that are these countries are the countries that have the lowest IT penetration and for that reason have the fastest growth potential if the markets are addressed properly. And Cisco is investing lots of money and resources into these countries and finding new ways, new business models and creative ways of selling into these countries. That means that I need to help my clients to find new solutions.
Interesting. But
with regards of being in Buenos Aires, I'm based here because this is where I'm from. This is where my family is. But I could be pretty much anywhere in Latin America. As a matter of fact, I work at least once a week from home, especially on Fridays.
Right.
The traffic is really bad, and I work from home those days.
Even in Buenos Aires, huh?
Yeah. It's this is something great about Cisco. You know, it gives you the tools and flexibility for you to be working from home if you need.
Right.
I still don't have children, but this is a great benefit from working moms, I can tell you.
Excellent. So, Carolina, how would you describe the people you work with? What are they like?
Well, when I go to the legal all hands and meet all my peers, I can't avoid feeling extremely overwhelmed by the people that surround me. You know, these folks are among the brightest lawyers you can find.
Right.
It makes you really, really proud to be part of such a great team. And we have great tools for lawyers, some aimed at scaling within transactions, others for knowledge management, others for contract administration, really great tools. And with regards to my clients, my business clients, it's pretty much the same. You know, it's not rare to find out that, for example, an account manager working for Cisco has been the general manager for a company in her previous life. You know, very bright people.
And what kind of challenges or opportunities do you foresee in the Latin American market over the next 12 months or so? Can you give us a take on that?
Well, as I said before, the company is investing lots of money and resources in emerging markets in order to, you know, address them properly, obtain a big growth rate in return. So the challenges are, in addition to the business complexity that I mentioned, you know, finding new creative ways, etc., and that I have created myself, well, there are lots of new employees coming on board every quarter, and these people need to receive training, need to adapt our culture of business integrity, need to learn how to engage with the right people for getting the deal done. Those are the challenges. And the opportunities, you know, the opportunity is the other side of the coin, you know, among the three different regions in emerging markets, East, Central, and Latin America. Well, LATAM is the one that is doing better. You know, Brazil is one of the fastest growing economies in the world, among the so-called BRIC countries. The B for BRIC stands for Brazil. And there's solid and consistent growth in all the other countries in Latin America.
In your office there in Buenos Aires, what types of positions are you guys currently hiring for?
Well, here in Buenos Aires, there are all kind of openings, account managers for different vertical segments, service provider, enterprise, commercial, public sector, or for a specific name account. System engineers, channel account managers, business development managers, services account managers. Also, you know, the same applies to other countries in Latin America, you know, and also we are currently recruiting. We have an opening for a senior corporate counsel to be based preferably in Venezuela.
Now, do you personally interview candidates there?
Yes, I do. I do interview candidates.
What do you typically look for when you're interviewing these people? What impresses you?
Yeah, well, I look for a unique combination of hard and soft skills. Something that makes the individual stand out of the crowd, not just because, you know, she's got the right knowledge to do her job at Cisco, but also because she has something else, something to contribute to our team of people. Again, you know, that culture of a people's company. And assuming the candidate has great personal qualities that will contribute tremendously to our company, I don't give as much weight to, for example, previous experience in an IT company. If I can tell that the individual is going to learn the role pretty fast and, you know, the hard skills are there, I give a lot of weight to personal and individual qualities.
And last question for you, Carolina. What advice do you have for candidates who might be considering a career at Cisco Systems?
If anyone is interested in a career with Cisco, this is the right time to come on board. You know, in Latin America in particular, it's a very exciting place to be now. You know, in addition to being listed top in the best companies to work for, also being a leader in, you know, innovation, emerging technologies, all the stuff that makes Cisco a leader in the IT industry. The company also offers a great work atmosphere, invests in employee development. It encourages employees to participate in different employee resource groups like the Women Action Network that I'm part of. And it's a committed corporate citizen that invests in social responsibility programs. You know, if if this excites you, you know, just check our career sites at cisco.com and you will find a lot of openings.
Excellent. And that will do for this edition of Jobs and Pods. I'd like to thank Carolina for talking with us today. And to learn more about Cisco Systems again and their wide variety of job opportunities, including Latin America, visit cisco.com. For more Jobcasts like this, visit jobsandpods.com. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our Jobcast on iTunes. Just do a keyword search for Jobs and Pods. Thanks for listening, everyone.